Located in Little Rock's up-and-coming South Main District, the Root Cafe features an eclectic menu of local foods ranging from butternut squash soup to vegan donuts to the jalapeno-filled Dante Inferno Burger. With 100% of their meat sourced locally and most of their produce raised by small-scale regional farmers, the Root Cafe brings the bounty of Arkansas's regional harvests to downtown Little Rock. I recently had the opportunity to sit down with owners Jack and Corey Sundell and learn more about their business model and their passion for a sustainable, small-scale local economy. The cafe opened its doors this past June, but planning and preparation, they explain, began back in 2007.
When we started looking into, you know, doing business research and writing a business plan, we could see that, you know, for a lot of small businesses, the money they have to repay in loans that they borrow ends up being one of the things that they can't sustain. So we started out doing some fundraisers over at the Flag and Banner, where the Dreamland Ballroom is, and we would have bands come and play and invite a lot of people. And so we tried to raise money that way, and then we also did something called the Share Campaign, which was where we invited friends and family to donate money to the Root. Basically, it was like asking people to pre-purchase the food, and so they would donate money in $10 increments, and then, you know, with the promise that once we open, we would pay them back with a meal.
Of all their innovative microfunding models, one of the most successful fundraising efforts was the food preservation classes they hosted their first summer, which raised money for their eventual storefront and generated a buzz about the cafe's focus on sustainability.
Initially, we were thinking, well, this is something we'll have to really get people interested in, because no one does canning or food preservation anymore. But it turned out that once we put the idea out there, that there were more people interested than we could accommodate in the classes.
Keeping an eye out for local equipment, shopping at auctions, and storing the finds in the attic, they furnished their restaurant with found and previously used items from around the area, including the Vulcan stove they salvaged from War Memorial Stadium's recent renovation. They say it took about $30,000 to get the cafe up and running, and while they did take out a $10,000 bank loan, the majority of the money was raised before their doors ever opened. Landowner Anita Davis, known in Little Rock for her support of the local business community, finished out the building to meet their specifications. It's a small but cozy place with canning jars and fresh flowers at every table, and a small reading nook or child's play area consisting of an old church pew, a few chairs, and stacks of DIY zines and thrifted history books from around the state. Inspiration for their cafe can be traced back decades, long before they ever knew one another. Jack explains the idea first came to him while working with the Peace Corps in Morocco, but it was time spent working on the Heifer Ranch, a working farm in Perryville, Arkansas, which provides local foods to the Heifer Cafe in Little Rock, that solidified his passion for local foods.
I was there for a year and a half, and I really just started to feel this connection to food and where it was coming from. And a lot of times, you know, like if I didn't have a vegetable to cook for dinner, I would just like walk down to this garden and harvest some kale, you know, and bring it back and steam it. And so I started really getting interested in cooking, and they would have potlucks there, you know, and it's like everything on the table was, you know, something like a beautiful casserole or a homemade loaf of bread, or someone had made their own cheese, you know, or they were busting out a bottle of wine they'd been working on for a year.
Corey grew up with farmers in central Arkansas and watched her mother and grandmother preserve bumper crops and learned how to eat locally almost all year round. She finds inspiration in the way food can bring people together, providing a sense of community across a myriad of differences.
Everyone has to come to the table. Everyone has that in common. Everyone has to eat three meals a day, you know, if they're lucky enough to. And so that's a reason to have community. Yeah. So I guess it's something that's easy, you know. It's the least you can do, it's the least that I can do to think about what I'm eating and to make intentional choices.
When discussing this commitment to local food, they mention the nutritional content and superior taste of vegetables that have been ripened on the vine rather than picked green and ripened on a cross-country trip. They point out the reduction in resource use and fossil fuels needed to ship the food, and the stewardship inherent in many small farming operations with their diversified crops and decrease in pesticide usage. They also mention the transparency and importance of connecting with the farmer. Near the front door of the cafe is a photo book highlighting all the regional farmers that supply their food, giving patrons a behind-the-scenes glimpse of where the food was raised. The daily specials menu and corresponding Twitter and Facebook updates tell not only what's being served that day, but also who grew it and where it came from.
You know, just being able to know where, having the right to know. You know, I mean, it's incredible that, you know, people are so careful about, you know, about so many things. When you shop for a car, you want to know, like, what are the safety features, you know, when you build a house, it's got to have smoke detectors, it's got to have all this stuff. But, you know, I mean, your food, like the stuff you're putting into your body and into the body of your kids and your, you know, I mean, it's like we want to know so little about it. You know, we have just totally divorced ourselves from the idea that, you know, A, that it's important, and B, that we have the right to ask questions about it.
In recent years, with the gaining popularity of the local foods movement and the media's attention to it, Jack and Corey note that people are becoming increasingly educated about the health and environmental benefits of small-scale local farming. But one aspect they feel needs more attention is the connection between locally sourced food and a local economy.
You shop locally, whether it's food or whether it's shoes or hardware store, when you spend your dollars locally, those dollars and the tax revenue from those dollars gets cycled through the Arkansas economy again and again. And, you know, that person's not only employing local people, but they're going to be able to turn around and spend that money again in Arkansas. And there have been studies that show that the impact economically of a dollar spent at a local establishment, locally owned establishment, is about three times that of a dollar that's spent at a non-local establishment.
In the 4 months since the Root Cafe has opened their doors, they've spent over $25,000 with local farmers and food makers, and they've gone from a staff of 2 part-time employees to 4 full-time and 6 part-time employees. They rely on an advisory board made up of a lawyer, an accountant, a business expert, a community organizer, a marketing professional, and a farmer who help them plan for the future and keep their core goals of community, sustainability, and local economy at the forefront of all their decisions. They have big plans to eventually put in an edible garden, return to some of their early community-based events, and provide a space for education and spreading the word about what they call the mission of local foods.
You know, it's just been really a community effort, and we really are working to continue that, you know, to build on that and just get more and more people involved in a place that they can feel some sense of partnership with, you know, something they can feel is part of their community and makes their community a better place.
You can visit the Root Cafe online at rootcafe.com. You can keep up to date with their daily specials and events on their Facebook page at The Root or on Twitter at The Root Cafe LR. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Meredith Martin-Motes.